I think what's interesting about this is you have the straightforward right-wing critique of, say, like Rod banging on about Blue's Clues. But you also have this wrinkle where a lot of these people are upset that Catholics, Catholic leaders, Catholic bishops, Pope Francis himself, don't draw a harder line on LGBTQ issues. You know, Rod was a convert to Catholicism before he left it for Orthodoxy. Sorba Mari is a convert. You know, a lot of these people joined the Catholic Church because they viewed it as a moral bulwark. And then Francis comes in and, you know, doesn't change a lot in terms of, you know, doctrine, but clearly has tried to have a different approach, you might say, tonally to LGBTQ issues. And that alone is driving them nuts.
Yeah.
I've often said that the combination of Francis becoming Pope and then Trump becoming president, that double whammy really broke some of these people's brains.
Even in that post, I think Rod includes some like Pew polling showing how, like, you know, vast majority of American Catholics say, you know, basically positive things about gay rights.
Yeah.
So these converts who are like looking for this, like, you know, Spanish Inquisition style Catholic Church are like, what the hell? Like, I thought this was going to be a more hardcore.
I think what you see as well is it really bothers them that public opinion has moved that way.
Yeah.
Because it shows the kind of things are too far gone. They're not going to win that battle.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, they could at the state level impose all kinds of punishments, right? The Supreme Court could roll back marriage rights. Like, who knows what could happen? But, like, I think as a general public opinion matter, people have largely accepted gay and lesbian people.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it doesn't seem to occur to them that that's because it's very obvious. If you've met someone who struggled with their sexuality, and they come out and, you know, it doesn't solve people's problems, all of them, right away. But generally, people who have come out and like fallen in love and they're in a relationship that they find sustaining and meaningful, they're so much happier than they were in the closet, you know?
And so you love that person. You can appreciate that there's not something wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's again, a truism, but it really is the case that, like, you know, a leading indicator for how someone will respond to, you know, questions about LGBTQ rights will be if they know someone, right? And I think in general, it's just hard for Americans to see people who seem happy and in a relationship that fulfills them and thriving in their life and think, that's really bad.
Yeah.
I really wish that person was back in the closet when they were miserable. I really wish they didn't have any rights and just lived a life of you know, misery and solitude and pain.
Yeah.
Right. Most, I think that's a key fact here. And it's such a dilemma for them because they can't let go of the anti-gay stuff, but it increasingly makes less and less sense to people. So they're really in a corner because they're kind of clinging to just abstract theology and doctrine,